Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
And you'll begin to say, to a new way. You'll leave this place in a new way, a new strength and a new direction. For I'll restore years, and I'll restore health, and I'll restore joy. For this is a day of great restoration, and I'll restore the gifts of the Spirit, and they shall increase, and they shall multiply. For times of refreshing shall come from my presence, saith the Lord, and it shall fall like rain. So now I hear the sound of an abundance of rain, that it shall rain, it shall rain, and I will pour out my Spirit, saith the Lord. So receive it and declare it and say it's not so far away, but it's here right now, today. Ha, ha, ha. Come on, give the Lord a shout.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you. Thank you, Jehoshua. What an awesome, awesome God we serve. What a good God. What a great God we serve, my brother and my sister. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you, Jehoshua. Praise you, mighty Lord, mighty God, mighty Jesus. Mighty Yeshua. Well, shalom, shalom, my brother, my sister. Welcome to the Lord's Hour. Your brother in Christ, Brother Elvis Sapata, who is to, hallelujah, me, who are to meet you in heaven very soon. Amen. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. I got exciting news tonight. Hallelujah. That I know it will encourage those that been waiting on the Lord, been wondering, Lord, when, Lord. Hallelujah. I will advise you ahead of time. I don't know the day or the hour. No man knows the day or the hour, neither the Son, neither the angel, neither the angel, neither the Son, only the Father. Amen. Praise you, Jesus. Amen, sister. So, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I've been going to the Lord in prayer, just asking the Lord, hallelujah, for his leading, his guidance, and so much more, my brother and sister. We need the Lord to guide us, to tell us, hallelujah, as Paul says to Timothy, show yourself approved before the Lord, until before God. It's so important that we hear from him and know from him what is his plan for our life, what is happening, where we are with the bride of Christ, my brother and sister. It's just so important. So he's given me a mighty dream last night, which I'm encouraged, hallelujah. I'm excited for the things he has shown to me. Praise the Lord, which I'm going to share tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. He is so awesome. He is so good. I understood something new that I didn't understand before last night when the Lord began to show me where we are in regard to going home, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. I've been telling the Lord that he spoke to me a few days ago that there was no more time. And I'm like, okay, how do I tell my brother and sister this? How do I explain it? How do I explain the message? How do I come here and tell you there's no more time and we're still here? It's difficult, right? It's hard to explain. It's a mystery of God. Amen. And so, praise you, Jesus. Shalom, Brother Joseph. And so, I wanted to be able to come and explain this, and the Lord, knowing how we felt and my responsibility to come here and tell people there's no more time left, how do I explain it, how, and with God, everything is so easy. We struggle, but with him, what we need to do is ask our rabbi, our Lord, our teacher, any of these questions, and when he explains it to you, okay, and then shows you in the Bible, it is just so incredible to know these things. Amen. And that's what I'm going to do tonight. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Yeshua. Hallelujah. Last night, he takes me in the spirit where the bride of Christ is, spiritually right now. And I began to see a group of my brothers and sisters, hundreds, maybe thousands of them. I will say thousands of them. Of every nation, Christian that are going home in the rapture, the departure at the Bride of Christ. They were in front of me. We're going like up this mountain, okay? Because Jesus said to me, there's no more time left. He also has said to me day prior to this that we had nowhere to go. In regard to, he showed me that if we are longer on this earth, we're going to see people changing into beasts. And show me a little further from now, okay? I don't know how much time in the spirit, because no one knows the day and the hour. Shalom, Sister Luna. But he showed me that if we stay here longer, we will see people changing into beasts, because them changing into beasts, it just a little bit further ahead. I don't know how many weeks or months it is, okay? And so then it leaves me with more questions. That's the thing with human. You give them a piece, and now comes more questions. Because he's telling me, he has shown me years ago that when we see Russia rise and launch their missile against the United States, at that very moment when Russia began this World War III, launching their missile against the United States and other countries, he takes us out quickly. He showed me. I'm standing with the Lord. I'm in front of me. Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Savior, beautiful and awesome as he is, standing in front of me, looking to this, my brother and sister, from heaven down to the earth, the missile coming and the bride being taken out. This is the clear message, sign he's given me that I'm waiting for. So me seeing the rise of Russia now and hearing our president, our leader talking about stopping President Putin, in other words, getting into a nuclear war with Russia, which Jesus is giving me as a sign, taking the bride out. So, you know, a few weeks ago, the Lord and the Father says to me, about a month and a half ago, that it was over. It's over for you, he says. And the Lord confirmed. Father said, the Lord confirmed. Witness of two. And the witness of two of matters is established. That's it. It's established. It's over for us. So it's taking us out of here. Awesome. Great. And so we're seeing the signs clear, my brother and sister. So in this vision last night, when he takes me out in the spirit, I'm seeing the bride of Christ in front of me. Those that are repenting daily, that are seeking him, and I can see them. They're ready to come home with the Father, with the Lord home, to the Father, to the wedding celebration. And I began to see brothers and sisters from here, the Lord Tower, that I could recognize. And I'm imagine how excited I am that I will have here brothers and sisters of my family in the Lord Tower coming home with me in the rapture of the pastor. That's exciting, because we'll get to go to the Lord Tower Park up in heaven and sit down and talk about these amazing things of God. It's exciting, my brother and sister. But the Lord wanted to show me, okay, that for us, the bride, there's nothing further we can go, okay? And when I'm up in the mountain, I see him, the bride of Christ, where everyone is up in the mountain now. And the mountain is so deep below, we cannot go further from where we are. Now I'm like, wow. What does it mean to go all the way up to the mountain? It's a question. Well, Matthew 17 makes this more clear to us when you go up the mountain. Because the Bible says in Matthew 17 that after 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John, his brother, and brought them up to the high mountain apart. Are you listening to me? Hallelujah. There is nothing hidden. There is nothing new under the sun. My brother, nothing. There's nothing hidden that will not come out to light. There's nothing new under the sun. This is another repetition of what's going to happen to us here. This Jesus, he's the great example. He's the firstborn out of the dead. He is the first example of being changed and transformed into the glorified body. So in order for us to understand what's happening with us, our body being changed into a glorified body, we see it in Jesus. Thank you, Father, for Jesus. Okay? So Jesus brings these three specific disciples, and it's always prophetic. And if you look up the Bible, the history of these three men, they talked about Rachel the pastor more than anyone. My brother and sister, Peter, we know his writing. James, we know his writing. John, Book of Revelation. I mean, come on. Come on. These are the three here, a specific apostle, disciple, that will point the bride to that great coming of the Lord. Okay, that's what they did in their work with God. Now they're in heaven. Verse 2, and he was transfigured. Are you listening? Jesus was transfigured. He's the first from the born. If he's going to show us how we are going to be changed, he will show us in himself, okay? The bride of Christ is about to be changed. I believe in this change is the 3 days of darkness, because that's what the Lord showed me years ago, that when we get to this point, there will be 3 days of darkness, and we will come change and transform in those 3 days of darkness. My brother and sister, it will be amazing. It will be amazing. Now, how does this compare to God calling Moses to the mountain? Remember Moses? He was called to the mountain in Deuteronomy 34. My brother and sister, Deuteronomy 34:1, Moses went up to the plain of Moab unto the mountain of Nebo, to the top of Pisgah, that is opposite of Jericho, and the Lord showed him all the land of Galilee as far as Dan, my brother and sister. Okay? Now, in this physical, up to the mountain of Moses, we spiritually, because we're dead in Christ, we're considered dead in Christ, our transformation, our change is like Christ. Remember? What Christ changed into his glorified body in front of his apostle, Peter, James, and John. This is how we are going to be changed. We won't be like Moses, although some people have died like Moses up in the mountain. They have died. They were God in heaven. But ours is compared to Jesus. But to give you a second confirmation, because in the witness of truth, it matters. It's established. So I got to give you the witness of truth. And this is what I'm doing tonight. I thank you, Jesus. So God is showing all this land unto Moses up in the mountain, and all Naphtali in the land of Ephraim and Manasseh, and all the land of Judah, and to the uttermost sea, and in the south, the plain of the valley of Jericho, the city of the palm tree, as far as Sore. And the Lord said unto him, this is the land which I swore unto Abraham, unto Isaac, unto Jacob, saying, I will give it unto thy to see it with thine eyes, but thou shalt not go over hither. It has to be God's way. You can be as anointed as Moses, but remember, it has to be God's way. This is where people get it wrong. Oh, he's so anointed, brother. That pastor, when he speaks, that minister, when he speaks, he is so powerful. He's so anointed. You're just listening to him, you get healed. He is so anointed. He's raising the dead, brother Elby. Oh, it has to be according to how God wants things to be, can be anointed, my brother and sister. But when you go up to the mountain, you have to come up in the obedience of Christ. That's why the bride of Christ is considered like Christ. It cannot be any other way. That's why when Moses goes up to the mountain, there was still unsettled matter with Moses. He did not give God the glory. And God always gets the glory. God can have me here preach 1,000 years. If I don't give him the glory, that's an unsettled matter. Please don't walk with no unsettled matter with God. Give him the glory. Humble yourself with him every day. Yes, we are going home. Paul feared for his own salvation. My brother and sister, please stay humble. Give Jesus the glory. Don't matter how much he uses you. Even if you just walk by people and they get healed, like the Apostle Peter, give him the glory. Glorify him. Because if you don't, that's an unsettled matter. and you will have to die physically like Moses, okay? And going up to the mountain like Christ has to be in obedience. Jesus submitted to the Father in obedience, my brother and sister. There was no unsettled matter in Jesus. He walks after God's own heart, like David. That's why he was called the seed of David. He was like David, like King David, my brother and sister. No unsettled matter. He was obedient. Father asked him to come, walk in obedience, and die on the cross, and he did so to the letter. He came as a lamb. He served God as a lamb. He was beaten, abused, and when he should have, like human thinking, opened his mouth, he was quiet. How can you do that to me? Don't you know who I am? No, I say, he was quiet, like a lamb, humble, walked to the cross. Oh, you'll pay for this. If it's someone else, you'll pay for this. I make sure when I see Father, I'll tell him to bring his fire upon your life. No, he remained quiet. Being insulted, he remained humble, quiet. He gave God the glory. And when it got worse, as they were abusing him, Father, forgive them because they not know what they do. He didn't make accusation. That's not an accusation. He is pleading for mercy for their own soul. Because those that reject them lost dead, the Bible says. They're going to hell. They're going to the lake of fire. That's what they're in is. He prays for mercy that they may have an opportunity to repent and come to God. Like him, no one like him. That's why it's all about him. Not about us at all. So he's showing me the bride, my brother and sister, last night. And seeing the bride of Christ that is in the spirit is up in the mountain. And there's nowhere to go. That's what he had told me days before. But I didn't understand because we need his help always. Or we will be struggling, wandering. My brother and sister, he needs to make things clear for us. So he knew I was struggling. I was talking to him. I was asking him for help, you know, so I can understand this better. And I don't say now that I know anything, but this is what he showed me. And he showed me that in the spirit, we up in the mountain, and there's nowhere for God for us to go. So in regard to time, there's none left. In regard to being here any longer, we cannot walk any further because we're up high in the mountain. And if you take a step further from where you are in this race that we've been running and this walk that he had us on, if you take a step, you fall down. And we're not to be falling down. The world falls down, not the bride. The bride goes up and the world goes down. Sinful goes down, sinner goes down, repentant goes up. It's the way it's been said for a long, long time. My brother and sister, the way that the Lord are highest is righteous. So it's been said already. And that's why he was saying to me, that there's no further for you to go, in other words. The bride of Christ needs to be out of here any day. Any day. Because there's nowhere for her to go. In regard to her race and running. You're up in the mountain. And what happened when you go up in the mountain? Matthew 17:2. He was transfigured before them. That's what happened. You go up on that mountain. You get to that point where you're going to be changed in the twinkling of an eye, the Bible says. You'll be changed in a glorified body. When you go up to the end of that mountain, that's the next step for the bride of Christ. The next step. Can you imagine? Spiritually, you're only one step from entering heaven. One single step. One. Because you cannot take a step in the mountain because you'll fall. My brother and sister, you're only one step away, you and I, from entering heaven, from being changed. And being transformed, and that's a close we are. my brother, and that is exciting. I don't know if this excites you yet or not. It does excite me. I've been having this joy, this excitement all morning long since he showed me this. It was so mighty. He took me there. He showed me this. I saw my brothers and sisters. It is exciting that in the spiritual, in the spirit, this is what we are in him. This is what we are. One step away from being changed and being transformed, from being in heaven. My brother and sister, this is exciting. This is exciting. This is exciting. This is so exciting. My brother and sister, the bride is about to disappear. This is why they are threatening Russia, because President Putin is moving those missiles to come this way. And we cannot be here because everything will be destroyed. My brother and sister, they have modified and updated those nuclear missiles, my brother and sister, so much that they can destroy so much now. So much land, wherever they are launched now. And they have planned this for so many years. And this is what the Lord showed me years ago, that when we get to this point, when the Russian press those missiles coming this way, the missiles are coming down, we're going up. We're here now. Then you hear the news, turn on your news, turn on NBC, CBS, Fox News, CNN, turn it on. Am I lying? Am I telling you the truth? Are they not talking about nuclear World War III? That's what's on television, my brother and sister. All over the news, all over the world, anywhere you are in the world, they're talking about this. What do you think it means? The bride disappears. The bride goes. This is the sign the Lord has given me, my brother and sister. And we know that, yes, the media is not telling you the truth. Everything is a lie. They're doing this to provoke Russia. But they are being controlled and manipulated through the nanotechnology that is in the body through the vaccine COVID-19. You want me to go any further? My brother and sister. Okay? So, thank you, Jesus. Praise Jesus. So they're ready. Russia has been ready for years. Okay? And have their own protection against any other nuclear missiles from any other country coming their way. They know how they're going to destroy it in the middle of the sea, and it will not get to them. They're already ready for that. But doesn't matter how much they're ready. That's why the Lord God Almighty has given us Ezekiel 38 and Ezekiel 39. My brother and sister. Why? Because there it tells you who is standing ready to go against Israel. Russia, and China. There's no more mention of any other country. My brother and sister, okay? Look at the mistake they made in Ukraine. They gave the Ukrainian all these weapons and missiles, and Russia destroyed on them and even killed a lot of people from here, and they're not telling you the truth. Someone mentioned this, and it lit me up right away. There was a lot of people sent from here there to help the Ukrainian how to use those missiles and all that. Russia killed those people, and they have not even mentioned that. They only talk about the innocent people, innocent citizens that are dying in Ukraine. Oh, my Lord. But they don't tell you the other people that die, that have been killed for weeks now. No, they don't. It's so sad to lie and mislead that is on television. But that's on them. I don't even want to get into that. That is on them. My matter here is what the Word of God says. The Word of God tells us that Russia and China are standing when all these other nations are destroyed. And they're standing with the whole army, hundreds of thousands of soldiers, ready to go against Israel. Okay? God says. But God says to Russia and China, I am against you, God, and may God. I am against you, says the Lord. Okay? Because he knows what they're capable of. My brother and sister, it was God who risen King Nebuchadnezzar and gave him the knowledge and the wisdom and the weaponry knowledge on how to make all those weapons and all that stuff. Same with Russia and the Chaldeans, the Russians. Okay? It was God who gave him that wisdom. Don't look at it any other way. Okay? Why to punish these other nations for their sins and the disobedience, and then God will destroy them, because God did destroy King Nebuchadnezzar in his army. Okay? Well, the good thing with King Nebuchadnezzar, he repented, but God did destroy
the army of the Chaldeans, they're no more. They have not been anymore for thousands of years. They've been destroyed. God, what he promised, he fulfilled. It may take him and compare to our years a little time, but he fulfilled it 100%. My brother and sister. So God says, so Moses, the servant of the Lord, died. Okay? Deuteronomy 34:5. The servant of the Lord died there in the land of Moab according to the word of the Lord. Okay? We humble ourselves. We need to humble ourselves and remain humble, repenting. He didn't give God the glory. He died. My brother and sister. In Christ now, we get transformed. He was transformed before them. And his face shone as the sun. His raiment was white as the light. I seen this on redeeming heaven. That walk with the Lord now are in heaven. How can I describe what I seen in heaven that the redeemed are wearing? Well, I seen them shining like the sun, their face shining like the sun. I seen their raiments white as the light is what I'm seeing. Is that biblical? There it is. Matthew 17:2. True 100%. 100% is true. My brother, that's why I'm so excited. I am so excited because just as Jesus was changed, transformed, so are we the bride of Christ very soon. This is his promise to us. And God keep his promises. So I'm reading you. God keep his promise. My brother and sister. He's not going to, hallelujah, tell us something and not fulfill it. That's not God. My brother and sister. That's not him. Truth. He is faithful. Everything he has said in his word since the beginning, he has fulfilled. My brother, everything he told us from the beginning, he fulfilled. And he's going to change. Hallelujah. He's going to change us. My brother and sister. Hallelujah. Now, 1 Corinthians 15:51. Behold, I'll show you a mystery. This is a mystery. Okay, but a mystery that you can read in the Bible. Because Jesus is the first from the dead. So his change, his transformation show us what's going to happen to you and I. Behold, I'll show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. As long as you have not died physically and you're still alive by now, if you're still alive tonight, if you are still alive today, right a step before the rapture, that means you were scheduled by God, by the Lord, to be rapture departure. That's what he was showing me last night. The people that are scheduled. When I entered, when he took me there, and I'm seeing these people up in this mountain, I knew the knowledge that these people were scheduled to be there. To this timing, to this hour, to be in change and being transformed, this bride of Christ. Amazing, 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 amazing thing. And we are only one step away, my brother and sister, from being changed. Hallelujah. Because look, when Jesus goes up the mountain, hallelujah, what happened when he takes a step? He was changed before them. And you notice that he is before them. What does that mean? He is in front of them, a few steps ahead of them. They could not take the step he took. They could not, my brother and sister. Because when you take that step of being transformed and you go to the other side, well, the Bible says in John 10 that the sheep can go in and out. He might be able to bring them back, but as he told me, once you go in, you can't come back. That's been the history of it. But he says in John 10 that the sheep can go in and out. My brother and sister. So again, he is in front of them, a few steps ahead of them, in another word. And when he took that step, when he went in front of them, he is before them, step before them, he took the step and he was changed. Because in the order of God, pertaining to what he had created from the beginning, this is how it happened. What the bride is now, the next step of the bride is to be changed, to be transformed. So the step he took to show us that the word of God, how God has said everything, and if you go up that mountain and you take that step that Jesus took, you will be changed. You will be transformed. So right now, we are like there, stop. Everyone I saw up in the mountain, you, my brothers and sisters, was standing there. Namaba was taking that step. Oh, but if I ask you, how many of you want to take that step? How many of you want to take that step? I bet you a lot of you will say, I, Brother Ovi, I want to take that step. See, it's all in God's timing. It's all in God's timing. It's all in God's order. Jesus showed us in this a taste of what's going to happen to us, being changed and being transformed when we take that step. That's where we are. I saw it. It was right there in front of me. And that's why I can describe it to you. When I see it in Jesus now, it's all amazing. Everything that is in his word. So, hallelujah. He was transformed before him. His face shone. Okay? It's not the first time in the Bible that you see the face of someone shine. Hallelujah. You have this angel whose face shine. When Moses went up to Mount Sinai, the Bible said that, hallelujah, it came to pass that Moses, this is Exodus 34:29, and it came to pass that when Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the two tablets of testimony in his hand, when he came down from the mount, Moses knew now that the skin of his face shone while he was talking with him. Are you listening to me, my brother and sister? I know a lot of you feel uncomfortable where you are. But you don't need to fear. God has told us. He's taking care of us. He's protecting us. You don't need to fear. You don't need to be afraid if you feel a bit uncomfortable because you've never been here. You're up in the mountain with the Lord at the point to take that next step of being changed and transformed. I believe, this is my belief on what the Lord has shown me, that our next step is the 3 days of darkness. Any day now. I mean, any day. I don't know the day and hour. I wish I knew, but maybe it's not even good. Maybe it'll be a sin for anyone to say I know. I just know it's close. So the signs is showing me. I just don't know when, but it's so close. God saying to me there's no time left. What do you think that means? I had to understand. I had understood it in my spirit. My spirit had grasped a sense of him saying there's no time left. No more time. My brothers and sisters. So Moses comes from up the mountain being with the Lord, God's face, and his face shone, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. And the Bible said that whenever another children of Israel saw Moses, behold, the skin of the face of Moses, and they were afraid to come nigh to him. Why? Because he's looking like an angel, in another word. In our changing, not being transformed, we are made like angels. Jesus, when he was asked about marriage and all that, he said that we will be like angels. So he compared us to angels. Okay? We're going to be like angels in heaven, my brother and sister. So that's exciting. And then in verse 35, the children of Israel saw the face of Moses, the skin of Moses, the face of Moses put out the veil upon his face again until he went to speak with him. So he used a veil, like something to protect his own face. My brother insisted. So to make it easy, I believe it was. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. So that face shining, it's I believe, my brother and sister, hallelujah, is looking like an angel. That's what I believe it is. They look like an angel when this happens. my brother and sister. And so I believe that looking like the Lord, hallelujah, looking like God, looking spiritual, hallelujah, praise you, Jesus. So 1 Corinthians 15:52, and a moment, and a twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, okay? For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall rise incorruptible, and we shall be changed. The last trumpet that was sound among the children of Israel was to march. Take the next step. The last trumpet that was sound among the children of Israel was to take the next step to move. Right now, we're still. Be still and know that I am the Lord, God says. Right now, we're still, knowing the Lord. And when that last trumpet sound was for them to move, take the next step. But when we take the next step, we're going to be changed. We're going to be transformed into a glorified body. Since the Lord has promised the last rain, the last revival to us, the bride of Christ. Since he's a promise of the last revival, I believe, as the Lord has shown to me before also, that when we take that next step and we are changed and we are transformed, we then are used for a little season, short season, to be used in the revival. Okay? Mightily. It has to be this way, I believe, down here, because nuclear weapon may be going off at the same time. My brother and sister. Now, I don't think that we're going to see the nuclear weapon. Although he showed me it was so close, we are taking out the nuclear weapon happens. But I believe before they are released this way, we're going to get to evangelize whosoever he wants. And then when they press the missile, we're out of here. Okay? I hope the Lord will explain more to me in regard to this and the revival going on. Because I desolate the nation and really in chaos while we were doing revival. So the question is, does the word begin before we go out, or we go on and the word begin? It's hard to say. Because we know that the earthquake in California is coming. The eastern tsunami is still coming. And then we know the word in Israel will also come, basically during the same timing. So the question is, my brother and sister, all these events going off, I know because I'm by the eastern part of the United States, we will experience, well, not so much where I am, but we will experience in the major city up here, like in Charlotte, destruction by the tsunami. Okay? So the question is, experiencing this destruction by the tsunami, then experiencing the change, the transformation, and we got to go out and evangelize, because I did see myself, ourselves moving, helping people during this awful time of judgment coming up here, the eastern part of the United States. So there's still things that, you know, it might be in regard to timing we don't understand. We don't need to understand the timing and in reality, where God has set everything to be so. But it's just what he has shown us. Okay? And brother was telling me that he death fell, I believe he says, by word. Word was, brother was telling me he had a dream like word was happening. A word was happening. Okay? And then thank you for that. Walking the Truth says that it saw a huge wave coming over New York City after nuke. Were you sure that it was the nuke that created the huge wave, the tsunami? Because that's a tsunami that you're seeing. You were sure in your spirit, you had that assurance from the Lord that that's what's happening? Because, you know, in the spirit, the Lord gives you that knowledge, that understanding. This is happening because of this. Because I did mention that Russia do have missiles, and I believe they are nuclear missiles, that also will cause mighty tsunami against any country and also mighty earthquake. Okay? Amen. Thank you for that. Yes. Taken up to heaven, and I saw two angels. So, okay, it was taken up to heaven now. Right afterward is what I'm I'm trying to understand. When you had that dream and you saw that tsunami coming in New York City, and now you're telling me you saw angels after that, it was then you were taken up in the rapture right after it happened, is what you're saying. Okay? Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So, you know, the Lord will show us these things, and then we'll have more questions. And then, yes, we got to trust the Lord and wait on the Lord. It's basically what we need to do, pray and ask the Lord, help me understand this more. Okay? A lot of people focus on the timing. Okay, you were taken to a crystal-like ship. Okay. Hallelujah. Yes. That's true. Thank you, Brother Strada. Maybe underwater nuke can cause tsunami. They got actually specific. Russia has a specific missile to cause the tsunami. And then, you know, the one that I saw online that they were testing is not necessarily a nuclear weapon because, thank you, Ezra. Let me read what she said, what Ezra is saying. I had a dream about New Orleans being flooded and destroyed, brother. Okay. It was all over the bridge, destroyed to leave New Orleans too. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Yes, please, today, Bible study, please share your dream. I'll just tell the people while you're telling me there in the chat room. Amen. So it's hard to know because the only thing I know is that when the three signs the Lord has given, which are on YouTube, happens, right after that, we come home, we go home. The bride goes home. And how much of it we're going to see, I don't think it's much, though. I don't think. I knew at one time in the revelation of the Lord that shortly, like weeks, maybe 4 weeks, 5 weeks, after the judgment and all this happened, the bride disappeared. Basically what I saw. But again, no one knows a day and hour. I got to keep saying this because people focus on timing. Never focus on timing. Remember what God says, no man knows a day and hour. That's very important. But you look at the signs. Yes, look at the sign, the signs, because he's given us signs before these things happening. And the signs are already, my brother and sister, happening. This happening with Russia are clear sign that we are about to be taken up, the bride of Christ, okay, which is awesome. It's exciting. That we are just one step away from going home, being changed. Now, after we are changed, this is the question. How soon are we going home after we are changed? Not right away. Not right away. And I say this because when Jesus was changed, my brother and sister, he went out to preach again and all. He still kept doing God's work, but it was closer for him to being crucified, though. Okay, because now this is Matthew 17, and after this, it's so close for him to being crucified, my brother and sister. Okay, so behold, after Jesus was changed, his face looked like the sun, his raiment was white as the light, and behold, there appeared unto them Moses, Elijah, talking with him, and Moses and Elijah are in heaven. They are in heaven. So, in another word, everything, heaven and earth, at that very moment when he was changed, he was totally connected with heaven and earth. It was right there. He could talk with them. The other day when he allowed me, he gave me that experience where I turned back from heaven. I when I took my step and I went through that door, I felt like I was walking from earth into heaven. And it all happened so quickly. It's just in a blink of an eye, the Bible says, in an opening of an eye, opening, up, close, and opening. It's just so quickly, my brother and sister. And this is one reason why, how can you time something that happened in an opening of your eyes? You can. Because it's faster than a second or millisecond. So you can time it. And that's what God's been telling us. Don't think that you will know the day or the hour when these things would happen. You won't be able to, because these are spiritual things. God can do these things in so quickly. Like God can have these three judgments happen quickly. This word with my brother and sister with Russia, it's here. And you can see all these news reporters, they're all singing the same song against President Putin. Fox News, CNN, they're all, NBC, CNBC, they're all singing the same song, my brother and sister. They're all coming against President Putin. Why? Because they're being manipulated through the vaccine. That's what they wanted. That's what the elite wanted. They got the people under their control when they got vaccinated. They hate that they're being injected now through their mind, their brain. They can't stop themselves. They cannot. They cannot stop themselves from hating Russia, President Putin. And that's why everybody keeps saying, oh, we need to stop this. We need to... Everyone's saying the same song, saying nonsense and foolishness, not really knowing the reason for all these things. That what they're calling upon themselves by saying that it's destruction upon themselves. And that's what the devil wants. The devil wants them to cry out, wolf, 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 to provoke President Putin to launch those missiles and destroy humanity. Because you know all the millions that are going to die quickly? The devil and his demon will be celebrating this victory. Because to them it's a great victory. They get to have all the souls. Hallelujah. That's so sad. It's a fact of the matter. This is happening. My brother and sisters. So Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in the land of Moab, according to the word of the Lord. He buried him in a valley in the land of Moab, over again, Beth-peor, but no man knows the sepulcher until this day. No one knows what the body of Moses was buried. Literally, but someone thought he was very smart, a fallen sheriff, and looked to see where God put him and went to get him. Satan went to get Moses' body. But Michael was given the charge to protect the body of Moses. Because when God asked in the book of Job, Satan, where do you come from? And Satan answered, from going to and fro. He was checking, Satan had checked every inch of this earth up and down, my brother and sister. So that's why when God buried Moses, no human being can find it, but the devil, as he goes up and down checking everything, he knows where all the gold diamonds is of this earth. He knew, he saw where God put him, but what he disregarded was that Michael had an order to protect that body. And the archangel Michael doesn't take nonsense from the devil. He was not going to stand there and let the devil take the body. Even though in position in high rank, the devil had a higher rank than Michael. But when God, doesn't matter how small you are, gives you an order to protect something or someone, your child, your daughter, or your son, you don't go to the park and let them play, and you go on your iPhone, on your cell phone, and you forget about your child, and when you open up your eyes, it's stolen from you, okay? You're going to have to answer God. You're going to have to answer God, because God, when he gave you that gift, because children are, in the book of Proverbs, gift of the Lord, you are responsible as a caretaker to protect your children. You don't leave them out of your sight. You don't go on your cell phone playing your video games and forget about your children, where people can steal them from you and you will not even know. That is a great act, hallelujah, of disobedience. You're not taking care of your children. A great responsibility in your part. Mother, father, okay? Take care of your children. Take care of your children, or you will have to answer your creator, okay? You will have to answer your creator. And what, oh, God, I was on my cell phone, and I was playing this game that I was so entertained by it. Excuse me? Okay? You're not... You probably were doing that, but how do you answer that back to God? That your child was stolen because you were playing game on your cell phone. No. Be responsible before God, please. So important. I warned people ago, here on the Lord's Hour in Spanish and in English. And there was a few people that got mad because I say those things. And this mother who used to listen to me, I said to the people, and I will say it again, stop putting your children Facebook pictures and celebrations. And when you go to the park days and hour on Facebook, and if your cell phone for any reason is doing that, you may need to delete Facebook from your cell phone. Okay. But there are ways, look it up on YouTube, where you can unprogram your cell phone from putting everything you do on Facebook. This is very important. Please. This mother, her beautiful daughter, and I advised them to stop putting their picture on Facebook. She got mad. She didn't want to hear it. And her daughter got stolen about a month and a half after I say these things. And until this day, it's been 3 years, her daughter had not been found yet. Okay? Her daughter had not been found. And it's, you know how they stole her daughter? Because she shared it on Facebook. She went to the park. She got entertained and let her play. And she don't know how or who. They took her daughter. But it was because they tracked her through Facebook, her whereabouts, the day and hour she will go to the park with her daughter, and she knew the day she will be at the park, and her daughter will be playing. She was busy doing her things, sitting on her bench, and they took her daughter, and until this day, she had not seen her daughter. It's been over 3 years ago. And a month and a half before, she heard me saying not to be posting. Okay, like the day you go to the park, the day you celebrate, the day this and that on Facebook. That is a nonsense and a foolishness. And people are tracked, and people are robbed, people are killed, women are abused, and so much more through Facebook. They find out, even through Craigslist, but Facebook has been the most. Please, my brother and sister, please, okay? Don't let them get you through your own device, okay? Because these devices are wicked. The demons that are on the iPhone, Android, Siri is a demon. They're all demons. The Lord showed me this. Show me. Not just told me. He showed me the demon. I saw Siri the demon. It is a demon. Nothing else but a demon. I was stunned. I'm glad he's showing me this when I'm sleeping because I will fall off my bed easily, my brother and sister. I'm telling you, it is just stunning the thing he shows you, my brother and sister. Stunning. Now, he did show me the other night something amazing. I saw brothers and sisters, my brother and yes, they do listen to you. And every time I talk about them, they ask me, what do I want? They know what I want. For them to be quiet, but they don't stay quiet anyway. Brothers and sisters, my wife and I both had the same dream the other night. And I didn't mention this on Sunday. I just put it on the chat room, but I didn't say this. And before I forget, I want to say this. And it's that I was seeing people in the great tribulation when the Lord took me to, using flashlight against these changing, against a demon, even then they're changing, or changing into beasts. Because my wife said, she told me, it was the one that changed into beasts, where you can directly put the flashlight to their eye and blind them. Tactical, remember this word, tactical flashlight. They're very powerful and strong to be used against these beasts. If you see, this is for those that are staying behind, and there's a lot of people staying behind, okay? I don't know if you can use garlic, but you can use the flashlight, okay? So people, what garlic, the vampire, brother, Because when I said that you can put a stick and get through the heart of the werewolf, I know it made a lot of people laugh. I'm like, brother, oh, you're confusing a vampire with a werewolf. Werewolf, you kill him with a silver bullet. Vampire, you use a stick to the heart. And you said that you can kill a werewolf through the stick to the heart. But then brother Benjamin had asked God, and he said, yes. Yes. The other thing I knew, which I also shared on the Lord's Hour a few months ago, you can tie one of these beasts with steel wire and chain, before they change. I mean, you can talk to a person or be a normal person before you and say, well, you're going to change in an hour or two. Can I tie you with a chain so you don't be going up about killing other people? And if the person is a person that don't like to kill other people, eat other people, okay, that, you know, that it will probably agree to that, okay? So just for those that will find themselves in those with those problems, holy oil, you might be able to use it. I don't know specifically about using it. I know you can anoint your property. You can anoint your property, yourself, your family, your room, house, okay? You can anoint even your cell phone. I don't know how many of you are taking oil and anointing your cell phone because demon comes through you. Demon attacks you through your cell phone, your television. I anoint them too. Rebuke this demon. Believe me, you get peace through it. Amen. So, hallelujah. I don't want to forget anything. That's why if you have any question, ask. Okay? But yes, I believe you can use holy oil. Amen. Not holy water, holy oil. Okay? Holy water is for the Catholic, other things, but holy oil is totally different. It's biblical. I don't remember reading about holy water in the Bible. Okay? Guard against vampire. I don't know about that one. That must be just in the Hollywood movie. Okay? But you could use a stick through the heart against the werewolf and kill him. Now, my brother and sister, commanding demon to go in the name of the Lord. It might work. Okay? It might work. It works. Yes. Lord, is that what you're saying, Lord? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. Because I just heard the Lord saying, yes. Okay? I didn't know that. That's new to me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. He said yes. So I didn't know that. I didn't know this. I'm just finding out in the Great Tribulation. I didn't know you can use the name of the Lord. Say yes. Thank you, Lord. Wow. The things you learn. Okay? Amen. So yes, you can. That's new to me. Because your thing is in the Great Tribulation, the Holy Spirit is not on earth anymore, you know, and the power is the Holy Spirit, so how would that work? But the Lord said, yes, you can. So there goes. Something new I just learned that I didn't know. My brother and sister. He has to tell me. That's why I tell you. I don't know, my brother. He has to tell me. He has to reveal it to me. I don't know. I'm learning by the day with him teaching me, my brother and sister. This is the awesome thing. Hallelujah. So, the stick through the heart works against the werewolf. But here's the problem. If that person who you might be putting the stick through the heart is your family, you don't want to kill them because then how's the soul going to come out of hell at the end, back to the body when... especially if you're praying for this person. So you want to avoid killing your werewolf or your beast, brother or sister, father, mother, daughter, son. You don't want to kill them. You don't want to put a stick to the heart because that will be terrible for them. Okay? And the other part is if they will elude them and they won't die, then they may be on the ground in pain. That's possible. But they will be bleeding out. So The fight for my sin is I saw them turn him into beasts. And thank you for that question about the zombie. I don't know, and this is something, Lord, help me, because I don't know. I don't know. Sincerely, I will tell you this. Again, I'm going to, the way I saw it and the way I have experienced it and the way the Lord has revealed it to me, fight for by seeing change to beast. Okay? Beast. The Moderna changed them into werewolf. The Johnson & Johnson changed them into a two-headed beast. And the AstraZeneca changed them into flying bird. I don't know which other vaccine changed them into zombie. I don't know. Okay? It could be the outcome of some of them changing into zombie. I don't know which vaccine. But here's another thing. After nuclear weapons, and this we will have to ask the Lord, if nuclear weapon has to do with these monsters changing into zombies because of the contamination, radiation, and then they change into zombie. It's something that I will probably have to pray about it, my brother and sister. Okay? It's something I don't know, and it's difficult to say. But we can always ask the Lord to reveal it to us, to help us understand where do these zombies come from, because, hallelujah, the crossroad caused them to become zombie. Okay, so you see how prepared zombie West Side. It's a change. We know it's there. We know that these by seeing all of them will change the DNA. That we know. That's why their soul gets to be removed, because of the change of the DNA. But the question is that we don't know, how are they changing to zombie? I saw them changing into beasts. Even after 4 or 5 years into the Great Tribulation, they're changing into werewolf, beast. Because I saw my two high school best friends from New Jersey that are in Orlando, Florida right now. Change one into a werewolf and the other one into a beast. And when my friend who changed into a werewolf, who dragged me to his house because I didn't want to go, he had changed back into a human. And I was afraid to go to his house. Elvie, come on, you're my friend. Remember, we used to hang out back in high school. You know, we know each other for so many years. Elvie, come on, come to my house. And I said, dude, I just saw you change into a wolf and eat someone. Don't worry, I won't change back like in 3 hours, he says, in 15 minutes, something like that. He was timing all this stuff. He was putting X on the wall on the time. Like he had like a schedule on the white wall of his house and had all the hours. Crossed out the hours that he would change into a beast. Before he changed into a beast, he had it all crossed out, the hour he would be a beast. And then when he would change back to human, he had those empty hours there, 3 hours and 15 minutes before he changed back into a beast. It's like a 3-hour rest. And I could see his skin and all that, some of his skin hanging or pulled or torn. And it was a mess. And it was painful. Every time he changed into a wolf, werewolf, it was very painful to him, my brother and sister. So, and thank you for that information. The 5G will do that something too. Well, we know that the 5G is what? I also learned something. The 5G is part of the tool that the people are vaccinated that will help them with the change. Okay. Now, they are putting an additive on meat, food, and water to give people a strong, we talked about this in the Lord Yahweh, a strong desire to be vaccinated. Be careful with that. If you got this strong desire to just go and take the vaccine, they're causing that to you because they're putting an additive to food. Yes, the 5G will interact with graphene hydroxide that is on the job. Okay, yeah, because they do put those chemical solutions in it in order to get the vaccine active, I believe is what I heard or what I read online. One of the, I believe it was a Moderna site, as it was being described. So they are putting this chemical active to activate the vaccine or get it to work once it goes into the body, which it also makes it dangerous. I also learned that 2 years of the people are vaccinated, they're going to begin to die. I believe it's one of the side effects is death, okay? I don't know if it's heart inflammation they were talking about. So if anyone vaccinated, take anti-inflammation, which is in, what is it, ibuprofen is an anti-inflammation medication. And a lot of people have ibuprofen, my brother and sister. And you may want to have it, okay, for the reason that, and probably you want to recommend it to your family, okay? Ibuprofen, oh, I think I spelled it wrong. Because my brother and sister, hallelujah, it will help with the inflammation because the vaccine will cause heart inflammation. And in 2 years, they say people will begin to die off, like heart attack. Did they mention stroke? I'm sorry to think if they mention stroke. It will be information that some of you will have to look it up. That in mind, yes, HIV, AIDS, it's in the job too. Yes, it is. Okay? So have a bottle or two of ibuprofen in your house. Okay? Ibuprofen is anti-inflammation. Okay? It's a pain reliever, pain reducer, and I believe it says it's, let me see, anti-inflammation somewhere. Might be in the back. It's just little letters that are hard to read, but I believe it is. Someone can confirm that to me, please, on the chat room. Okay? You may want to keep a bottle or two in your house, or three or four, as much as you can, because this you can give to someone who's been vaccinated and recommend. Okay, my brother and sister. Okay, yeah, FIFO, you said FIFO released a page, an adverse reaction, stroke, heart issue, blood clot. Yeah, I heard that online. I was like, wow. And these other studies were done by independent specialists, and they find out that a lot of people will have stroke and heart issue, like inflammation in the heart. And ibuprofen, it's really good for that. For inflammation, my brother and sister. So you may want to keep a few bottles in your house on your first aid kit. So you can, and also recommend it to other people. If you can give them a few or give them a bottle, that will be great. Because in 2 years, okay, in 2 years, people will start having these side effects. They become very strong on their body, especially those that has taken the first shot, okay? The reaction will be tremendous. And don't forget to take the white pine tea, okay? Take that white pine tea, especially those that has taken the first shot. It's very important because that will restore your DNA in such a effective way. That tea really works. My brothers and sisters, I have taken it and really, really effective. I have not taken no shot, not at all. I will not do that. But I have taken the white pine tea and it's, oof. I'm a tea drinker for many years. And believe me, I drink tea every day, two kinds of tea every day. And I adding that white pine tea into it, it is just so amazing. You can feel it in your body, okay? So, yes, Ebola, yes, okay? So, well, that's another thing. Your immune system is affected by the vaccine, to that. It complicates things, those that are taking the vaccine. Because imagine in 2 years, it will kill you, practically is what they're saying. People will begin to have all these side effects, death. I don't know how can a medication say one of the side effects is death. That's, to me, that's like, wow. Can you give me more explanation on that? Death as a side effect? That's in the vaccine. That is incredible. Incredible, my brother and sister. So, then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. Peter, this Peter, hallelujah. He talked about the coming of the Lord in his letter so much, the apostle Peter. Okay, that the day of the Lord is at hand, he says. So, Peter said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. Of course it's good, because he just saw Jesus being changed, transformed into a glorified body in front of him. So he understood, Peter understood the goodness, the wellness of getting to the top of the mountain where Jesus was. And it was not because they experienced the change. My brother and sister, it's because they saw Jesus change in the top of the mountain. And then they saw Moses and Elijah talking with him. So they understood the importance of getting to the top of the mountain. And a lot of us are at the top of the mountain. And the next step is to be changed and to be transformed. That's it. I mean, any day now, we take that step. Get ready for that new step, next step. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I don't want to forget, we changed the P.O. boss. It's not in Hendersonville, it's in Nashville now, a few weeks ago, and we were having problems to doing the forwarding of the P.O. boss. And for those that like to send letter to us through the P.O. boss, please don't send it to the old, because they may return it back to you. Send it to the new P.O. boss, 638-82, I believe it is. Let me look it up real quick. It is onthelordshour.org. The Lord Tower P.O. Box, 6283, Asheville, North Carolina, 28816. 28816. Again, the Lord Tower P.O. Box, 6283, Asheville, North Carolina, 28816. Man, I need to remind people of this. So they don't send letter to the other boss, P.O. boss. Peter understood that it was good. It was good. Okay, let us make three tabernacles. One for thee, one for Moses, and the other one for Elijah. Okay? And at this moment, while he was speaking, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud say, this is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. Listen to Jesus. You know that the Father didn't say, listen to me? I hear a lot of people saying, no, we need to listen to Father. The other way around. Father wants us to listen to Jesus. And in the Spirit, when God reveals us to us, we see Jesus. My brother, Father have made it all about his son. People down here, they want to make it all about the Father. But even Father have made it all about his son. Hallelujah. He didn't say, listen to me. He did not say, listen to me. Again, I'm going to read it to you again, because you're going to find a lot of Christians saying this. Going to find a lot of Christians down here, a lot of organizations. I got a lot of religion people. Oh, you need to go to God, you know, and it's all about God, 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 God. Okay? But that's not the way Father has said this. That's why in personal relationship, God teaches you his way, the way, the only way. Again, while yet he spoke, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed him. And behold, a voice out of the cloud. Oh, that wonderful voice. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Hallelujah. Said, this is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. Listen to him. Listen to him. Listen to Jesus. Listen to my son. Listen to my son. Father is saying to us. But the religious people say, no, you got to listen to God. You got to listen to the Father. It's all about Father. Never about the Son. It's all about the Father. And the Father saying, listen to my son. Listen to Jesus. My brother and sister, the Father has made it about his son. People are making it about the Father. The opposite to the will of God. My brother, the opposite. God says, you listen to my son, and people say, hey, you listen to the Father. Listen to God. My Lord, when are people going to be on the same page with God, the Father? When? But that's what religion teaches. Personal relationship? No. Father wants you to be in a relationship with his son. And when you are in a relationship with his son, you are in a relationship with the Father also. That's the difference. Hallelujah. Whoever has the Son has the Father. Jesus said, God has said it the way it is. This is the way he wants it, not the way religious people here want it. And this is what makes Christian life so difficult down here. It makes it so difficult. Because they're not following the way God wants it. You're following the way men are telling you to go to God. And that makes it so difficult. Because they don't understand that God is holy, holy, holy. And God cannot look upon sin. Father cannot look upon sin. So Father has his son, the Lamb, deal with your situation. That's the way he wants it. In other words, if you're sinful, want God to deal with your condition, he will have to kill you, consume you. My brother and sister, he wants Jesus to deal with us through Christ. My brother and sister, that's why he sent his son to die on the cross. This is the way he's dealing with humanity in the last day. Through his son, Paul says to the churches. It's through his son. Hallelujah. My brother, it's through his son that he's dealing with humanity. But the religious people are teaching you the other way around. That gets you in so much trouble. That gets people, why God doesn't answer me? I keep asking God, the Father, to answer me. But he does, and I don't. God wants you to go to Jesus. My brother and sister, he wants you to go to Jesus. Through Christ, to come to him. When I'm repenting my sin to the Father. Through Christ, I said, Lord, I'm going to teach you this because I have made this mistake myself. And the Lord had disciplined me. Jesus has disciplined me. Okay? Repenting my sin. And I'm repenting my sin. And the Lord, then I said, Lord, will you please intercede before my Father and repent of my sin of offending the Father, sinning against the Father? Okay? And the Lord does it. And when the Lord intercedes before the Father for me, while I'm repenting to him, through him, he lets me know, Father has forgiven you. And Father, through him, will confirm to me that he has forgiven me through Christ. When I repent, I said, I'll say, I'm sorry. Father, please forgive my sin. Lord, please intercede for me before my Father. I'm so sorry for my sin, my trespasses, future. I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. Please forgive me, Father. In Jesus' name, holy Jesus' name. Now, Father likes it when you say holy Jesus' name. Not just Jesus' name, holy Jesus' name. My brother and sister, He loves that. Okay? Holy, holy is that God. And when we say holy Jesus' name, he likes that. I learned that from God. Not man, God. It's different. God. And he loves that. It's a respect to him. And through Christ, we're supposed to repent through him, my brother and sister. Okay? And the Lord says, repent your sin to him. And the Lord wants to intercede for us because that's his job. He said, the Bible says he intercedes for us day and night, my brother and sister. And Father has spoken with me. Father has confirmed to me when I have repented and I asked the Lord to intercede, Father, after he forgives me, the blood of Jesus cleanses me, he had let me know, I've forgiven you, my son. And I love it. It's a special relationship through Christ. And he tells us not to come with fear, afraid, my brother and sister. But Father God is so holy. He doesn't deal with sin. His son does. I just heard the Lord say, yes, his son deals with sin. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Father. His son does deal with sin. So we come to him through Jesus. He has said it the way it is. People like to change it around. It's in the word, how he wants things to be done. My brother and sister, this is my beloved son, in whom am I well pleased. Hear ye him. Listen to him. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. But people like to listen to man, and then man will twist away, and they say, no, do it this other way, because this other way is fine. In our church organization, we have our rules, and this is the way how we have set the rules. And if you're going to be part of our organization, you have to do it this way, because our priest or our leader, this is the way over 100 years, 200 years ago, set it this way. And so I was going to a church like that. You know what the Lord says to me? This is not my church. But Lord, the pastor was reading your word, and it's not my church. They're not pleasing to me. I was stunned, my brother and sister, because they changed the way of the Lord for their way, their organization way, their Baptist way. And there's a lot of Baptists. It was a Baptist church that had changed the way the organizations are being run. And I got nothing against Baptists here, my brothers and sisters. Okay? So please don't misunderstand. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their face and were so afraid. They just had an encounter, my brother and sister, with God through Christ. You see how Jesus led them to the Father, and Father spoke, and they could hear him? But it was through Christ. It was through him, my brother and sister. It was through him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. The Chinese silver needle tea. Not every pine needle is the same. Some are called white. Some are yellow. But according to what the Lord spoke to, this is the prophecy of the Lord. The Lord says to her that all these pine needles that people even have on their backyard and their property works. And a lot of people have them, the Lord says. They work to restoring the DNA. So, yes, they work. They worked. It is that some are more effective than others, what I believe it is. You may, or they're probably all the same. You know, you might have to look it up. And so it works. It just works. Use it. Use it. The important part is that you use the tea because they do works. Okay? So Jesus came and touched them and said, arise and be not afraid. Thank you, Lord. Okay, he knew that they had a lot of fear into their heart, life, and Jesus came and touched them. I remember years ago when people were going through things like this and we were doing prayer service, the Lord had given me that anointing of that touching someone. And I would walk to someone who will be going through something like this, and I would touch them. The person will feel a release right away. The fear will go. Brother Elvie, wow, that's incredible. I said, no, we can. It's in the Bible. We can do it. It's taking command over the spirit that is affecting that person at that very moment. A lot of people don't realize what spirit can cause on people. Fear, afraid. Even sickness, pain, confusion, doubt. Sometimes you got to take authority over that doubt. I had a brother that when he was speaking the words, he was incredible. He used to love to do ministry together. But when people were he was speaking to them and see that they will be doubting, he would say, stand still. I'm going to pray for you right now. I'm coming against that spirit of doubt on you right now. I'm coming against the spirit. I'm binding the spirit in the name of the Lord. Go! Sometimes the person will even fall back and but feel that power of God go through the mind there. And then he will talk to the person again. How do you feel? Whoa, that was incredible. I felt that going through me. And he was speaking the word again. Are you doubting now? No. I believe the word. You were being attacked by a spirit of doubt. He would say, praise you, Lord. Can you imagine that? How many people are being attacked by spirit of doubt and unbelief? They don't even realize. They think it's just it's been in my family for years. Well, it needs to be rebuked. That's why I recommend fasting on people. And he will invite me. Let's go out and do ministry, Brother Elvie. He will come. Let's go do ministry. That we'll be rebuking the spirit of doubt on people. My brother and sister, thank you. I will see you as a matter of choice, but he said, no, it's a spirit, Brother Elvie. It needs to be rebuked out of people. A lot of people got that spirit on their lives. And he will say that these, when people have nervous problem, he said, you know how people are getting that spirit of being so nervous? Coffee and chocolate. Huh? He said that the Lord revealed this to him. That sometimes people will be shaking. And if they were a coffee drinker, he would say, you haven't had a cup of coffee, huh? Person was saying, no. And you're shaking. You know what that is? That's a spirit. And he will come against the spirit, bind it, and rebuke it out of people. And that's a demon that came to you through the coffee you're drinking. And, you know, he had a history of coffee all the way back from Colombia and even back to the Indians. He says that the Indian used to drink coffee when they worked the field all day long, okay, and they worked like zombie. We're going back to the zombie part again. He says that the Indians, they were very heavy coffee drinker, and when they made the coffee, they made it very thick, very thick. And when they took that coffee, because they had no food to eat, they would take a very thick coffee, drink it, and be working all day long like a zombie. He says, that's when that spirit come from. He says, and it's, you won't believe it, and so many people that are being attacked with that. So, wow, that's incredible. He was always studying the history of these things and praying about all these things. And I remember I used to drink coffee. And he said, you need to stop. You need to stop. Because I remember back then that I had to have my coffee, you know. in order to go do this, go do that. He said, why do you need coffee just to go out and do ministry and function or go to work, Elvie? You don't need it. Okay? You need to be set free to that. You need to fast and pray. And I took him serious. And the Lord led me to be set free of it. And I used to get cold hands, shaking hands, all that. Gone. The Lord set me free out of all that. Through fasting and praying, rebuking, asking the Lord to take this stuff from me. And wow, it just, you know, the Lord set me free. Came to set the captive free. But imagine a Christian being captive by demon through coffee. That's incredible. There's so much going on this earth. My brother and sister, so much going on. But through fasting, and you ask the Lord to set you free. And that's what Isaiah 58 says. He'll set you free from the chain. This demonic chains. And the reason why they become chain on you is because, yeah, the spirit of anxiety, all that sickness. I began to come against the spirit of mental health. People that have to be on medication all the time. And I began to come against and bind that. The Lord started anointing me to do that, and I began to rebuke it, and people being set free to work. And they had all kinds of medications to take, and after rebuking the demon, they didn't feel they needed the pills anymore. Although the word called me to my attention to fire me for that. And they really let me have it for rebuking the demon out of people. Can you believe that? Huh? My job really let me have it. I almost got fired that day for rebuking demon out of people. I've been into so much trouble for rebuking demon out of people that I learned to be careful. If some people want to have the demon on them, I respect that. I respect that. But the knowledge and the teaching, I had to give it to them. You know, it's like asking a person for permission. Can I rebuke that demon out of you? Or you want to keep that demon? How do you want to do this? Because a demon can be gone in a second. You want to keep the demon or you want to be set free? How do you want this to go about? It gets difficult. It's been getting difficult to do ministry, my brother and sister. And now it's, now if you stop praying for people in certain places, they'll kick you out. Get out of here. In our church, we don't practice that stuff anymore. Okay? And think about it. In certain churches, they had told me, pastor said to me, Brother Elvie, I know you teach this on the radio. He invited me to come and preach in his church. And I said, well, okay, we'll choose a weekend, we'll go. And several times I went to the church and brought the message, but he set me down and said, you know, Brother Elvie, because he heard me talking about end time, the coming of Jesus and all that. You know, I leave those topics, Brother Elvie, out of our church. We don't teach those topics here. So he was telling me to be quiet about it. Nicely. He didn't want to offend me. I guess it's okay for you to go on the radio and talk about the coming of the Lord and all that. In my mind, I was thinking, what else can anyone be talking about? If the coming of Jesus is not important, I don't see any other topics that can be more important. Yes, salvation is important. Yes, I understand that. But a more important topic than the coming of the Lord when the tribulation is about to begin, I think that the coming of Jesus is very important because it keeps you focused on his coming. You know he's coming. You know you have to be ready for his coming. You need to be repenting, my brother and sister. So, hallelujah. It's important. It is very important that we be ready for his coming. Okay? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And so having this problem where I'm not allowed to bring what God has given me for the last day, what he's revealing to me, you know? I asked the Lord about this pastor. I said, Lord, you know, I wanted to know what the Lord's opinion was in regarding to what this bastard teaches, believes, you know, his whole life about, my brother and sister. And the Lord says, he's not pleasing to me. He's not teaching my words. He's not doing my will, he says. He didn't say not teaching my word. Yeah, he said not teaching my word, not doing my will, he says. The Lord says to me. And the Lord came to tell me this. I'm like, oh, wow. Thank you, Lord, for confirming it. And so the pastor called me again. Oh, boy, you know, my ministry is struggling financially and this and that. What advice will you give me? And it was like I was between the wall and the sword. The sword and the wall. And when you put me there, I got to speak the truth because that's my calling. I can't give you grandmother's story when God has called me to preach his truth, his word. So the Lord came to me and told me about his life not pleasing unto him. And then the pastor called me because he's been having these financial problems and he wanted an advice from me. And I said, Pastor, will you receive a word that I will give you from the Lord, that the Lord gave me about you, that he came to tell me? Oh, yeah, yeah, brother. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Because I, as God said, I have put a fire in my mouth for you to speak my word. And when he put the fire on me, is it Jeremiah? If I don't speak, I'm burning. I have to speak. I believe that fire will consume me if I don't. It, just the way my calling is not easy because I have to speak the truth, my brother and sister. And when that fire began to consume me, I need to let it out. It's not easy. It's not easy. It's not easy. I tell the people, don't ask me for a word from the Lord through me. Because you may not like it. You may not like it. Believe me, you may not like it. Because whatever he say, I will tell you, and you will stop being my friend after that. Okay? And I cannot retain the fire of the Lord. It will burn me. I mean, and I said, Pastor, this is what Jesus said. Oh, my Lord. He broke down crying, and he was burning too. The fire that was in me when I gave him the word, it went on him, and he would not stop crying like a baby under the fire. It was very, 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 very difficult situation, my brother and sister. Very difficult. I tell you, hallelujah, it's a very strong calling of the Lord over my life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I can feel the fire in my leg going on my body. Like, oh, my Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. My Lord, my God. I've been speaking and the Lord speaks to me so clear. He's just been speaking to me tonight so clear. I've been speaking some other things I had to say from him. My brother and sister, he's just speaking to me really clear, really, really clear. Tonight, praise you, Lord. Praise you, God. I thank him. He's so awesome. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Yeshua. Thank you, Lord. That revelation last night was so powerful. Thank you, Lord. I was saying earlier to Brother Ben, this is one of the most powerful revelations. Seeing all my brothers and sisters on top of the mountain about to cross, about to take the step to being changed, being transformed. As Jesus was ahead in the mountain, his disciple, he changed. He was transformed.
and Elisha and Moses came. This is what we are now. This is what we are. This is what we are. Thank you, Jesus. Continue to repent. Don't look back. Don't look back. Don't look back. Don't turn back. You're probably feeling uncomfortable right now where you are. But please, please don't look back. Don't turn back. My brother and sister, don't turn back. God loves you. Proving his love. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He has proven his love. He has. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord God Almighty is with thy church. He's about to take us home. When the Lord spoke to me this week, I don't like to doubt the Lord because he has rebuked me for a harsh many times. Whatever he says stands. Whatever God says stands. It is not for us to unbelieve his word. It is for us to believe it, even though we don't understand it. I cry out for mercy. I said, Lord, help me this week because I have a great responsibility coming here and giving you the word. I'm accountable for the word. I understand my responsibility. And I've been with trembling and fear, I've been coming to the Lord for more direction. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I'm glad, sister. Thank you, Lord. The Lord is awesome. Praise you, Yeshua. I know some of you are struggling. And when I'm in prayer and the Lord gives me someone to pray for, I do. We understand. My brother, Brother Ben and I were doing some work outside. And our sister, dear sister, called us and needed prayer. And they said, Brother Ben, come, let's pray. And we stopped what we were doing for a few minutes and we began to pray. My brother and sister, thank you, Lord. And I'm sure this person got a victory today. Hallelujah. Our merciful Lord, hallelujah, wants us to be interceding for my brothers and my sister. Even the ones that are not here tonight, I pray for them. Pray for all of you. Okay? All of you. I'm glad. All of you. Thank you, Lord. Because we are all struggling. My blessing is that I get to be home to pray for you. That's my blessing, okay? That I get to stay home and pray for you because most of you are working. Most of you are going out doing different things. And you don't get to be in prayer all the times. I know some of you pray while you're driving, while you're working and all that. So I have to be in prayer for you. Amen, sister. And praying that the Lord helps you with what you're struggling with, okay? Now, some of you that are listening, you that are working in jobs that you probably did not ask the Lord to give you that jobs, and that there might be, your job may be tied to adultery and fornication and much more. You need to be asking the Lord to lead you to the right job or right investment. You do not want to be part of any company or business that is tied with adultery and fornications that is not of God. Please listen. Please listen. My brother and sister, because some of you may stay back behind for this job that you are tied with other people's sins that have been affecting your own lives. This is important. I didn't plan this. And so please be careful. You want to end your race for the Lord. You want to take the next step of being changed and transformed. Okay? I seen a lot of you coming home in the rapture with us together. But I also seen a lot of you that did not come home with us in the rapture. But I did meet you in the millennium. We did saw each other in the millennium and walked together and ate sandwiches and were in the park worshiping God together in the millennium. Please understand, if you stay behind, don't blame the Lord. Don't blame God. It's never his fault. We need to take responsibility for our sins and trespasses before the Lord. We don't blame other people. We don't blame God. That's what the Lord Jesus has said to me. When you sin, my son, take responsibility for your sin, Jesus said to me. Don't blame other people, but take responsibility, he says. These were his teaching to me when he visited me. Yes, Lord. And because I used to say, oh, because this person was sad or dead to me or provoked me to anger and this and that. Always using an excuse before Jesus came to me and helped me. My brother and sister, be careful. Okay? Because not everything that looks like gold is golden. God will lead you to the right job, the right investment, the right position. The devil opens position to people that are not of God. Be careful. In the last day, temptation, you already know, are much stronger. Attacks are much stronger. My brother and sister, they are demons losing to try to trap you with fornication, with temptation that years ago was easy for you to overcome. Now they're becoming much stronger and a stumbling block against you. And the devil knows that you don't have much time to pray because you got to go to work for 8 hours, 10 hours, 12 hours. And when you come home so, hallelujah, it's tired. Okay? So tired, my brother and sister. So be careful. Okay? I know I ask people to pray with me overnight because that's what the Lord asked me to do. And I know I got to do every day for 7 days, every week. And I cannot demand this from my listener and say, oh, if you're my brother, my sister, you got to join me. No, I'm not going to go there with you because a lot of you got responsibility. And a lot of you got to get up early in the morning. You got children. I got children, but you got family, responsibility. I do ask you to make an effort to praying. Don't go to bed without praying. Don't get up and leave your house without praying with the Lord, without talking with the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. As long as we have the Holy Spirit, we go home in the rapture. Amen, Brother Miguel. That's it. That's what the Lord says to me. When I come, if my Holy Spirit is doing you, you're coming home with me. Okay? Now, if you ask the Lord to wake you up to prayer, he will. But he will wake you up maybe in an hour you don't like. Why? Because David says in Psalm, early that I seek you. No, you didn't let me down. No, don't think that, sister. No, no. Don't let the devil accuse you of something like that. I will not hold that against you if you don't join me in the early morning prayer or overnight prayer, I mean. No. I will not hold you back from that. I will not hold you responsible. No. The Lord called me to do. And if some of you say, Brother Elvie, we'll be with you overnight, an hour or two. Amen. 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 I thank you, sister, because you have said many times, I will join you, Brother Elvie, and we have done it together. And God has ministered to us.
Even when you have been praying, the Lord has let me know she's praying for you. And so a strong presence of the Lord. And the Lord has given me much strength. All right, so I thank you for that. How am I going to be grateful for that? Of course I am. Thank you, Lord. But I'm not going to hold people responsible for something that the Lord has demanded on me. I am in obedience to the Lord. I do it. I don't know. I just do it, and that's it. It's obedient, my brother and sister. He wants obedient. A lot of people love to sacrifice their life for God. They love to. Sometimes you talk to people, I would do 7-day fasting, 14-day fasting, brother. Amen. Praise the God. Yes, do it. But in regard to obedience, they don't want to listen to what the Lord has to say. You know, in obedience, it's better than sacrifice to the Lord. What he tells us to do is what we do. And some of us need to have that overnight prayer. And Sister Noah, I'm saying it because when she prayed those overnight prayers, she was on fire for the Lord. She can always feel that fire from the Lord, that strong presence of the Lord. Don't worry about it. No, I'm not here to accuse you or hold anything against you for that. No, that's not of the Lord. We're not here for that. We're here to encourage one another, to pray for one another, to be there. And being there for your brother and sister, I said, we're still to my aunt in heaven. The best thing you can do, the Lord says to my aunt in heaven, for someone on earth is to pray for them. It's better than you giving them money. It's better than you giving them clothing. It's better than giving them food. She was stunned because I guess it's something she wanted to know. What is the best thing I can do for my brother and sister? You know, because a lot of people say, oh, give them food. Oh, give them clothing. Oh, give them money. And they stop there. They just stop there. In their own opinion, money, food, clothing. And the Lord says, no. The best thing you can do for someone is to pray for them. You know why? Because when you pray for them, you get God involved in their lives. And what in my word says? That where God, all things are possible. When you involve God into someone's life, no matter what they're going through, God will solve their problem. God will bring a solution to the problem. When God comes to their life, with God, all things are possible. That's why the best thing you can do for someone is to pray for them. Not give them money, not give them clothing, unless people think. Okay? Yes, ministry needs support. We need to continue to help the poor in Israel. So feeding the poor is our responsibility. Okay? Thank you. I've been having great health. Thank you for your prayer. You see? You see what prayer can do? Okay? So, thank you. Shalom, Sister Carla. The best thing you can do for your sister, for your brother, is to pray for them. You bring them before God in prayer. You get God involved in their lives. In order to solve their problems, are beginning to be solved. My brother and sister, thank you, Lord. I was beginning to get like a cough, my brother and sister. And it just left me. It just left me. Like, whoa. Okay? Thank you for your prayer. It's just, when someone pray with faith, it's so powerful. I just think about it. It's so powerful. And some people have that gift. And a lot of times they don't use it. Or they say, oh, God, I'm too busy to use it. I'm too busy. No, I'll pray for this person another day. They don't know that through their prayer, God heals people, God saves people, God lifts people. God does so much. So our prayer needs to be there for them. We need to be there for them. Cain said, am I my brother keeper? Yes, we are before God. The answer is yes. Because Cain in his disobedience, in his sin, in his evilness, said that he was not able keeper. And yes, we are. What did Jesus say to the disciple? Love one another. When you are loving your brother, pray for one another, he says. Okay? Pray for one another. He said, love one another and pray for one another. He didn't say, oh, give one another whatever money you have, go to your bank account and give them half of your account. None of that. He didn't went into that. Because in love, you can help, you will help. But in through prayer, you get God involved in their lives. Then a member of Sister Colm contacted me and said, Brother Avi, I started listening to your program. I want to serve the Lord. I said, oh, I'm so happy, sister. I'm a new believer. Can you help me? Yes, I can. My family and I are really having the most tough financial situation right now, Brother Elvie. She says, we're about to lose our house. We have no food to eat. Our fridge is empty. And she went on and on and on. Okay? Here is what a good Christian would have done. My brother and sister, who trust more in a donation than God. And I tell you this, and a lot of people find this weird, okay? If I can give someone a donation, I'll give it to them. Don't matter. But that's what we're used to doing for years. And that doesn't keep people away from hell. It doesn't keep people away from hell. What keeps people away from hell is God, my brother and sister. You can give someone all the money you want and a person can still end up in hell. What's going to keep them from hell is Jesus. My brother, learn this, please. And I said, sister, are you willing to fast and pray? Oh, yeah, yes, Brother Ollie. I believe now I have no choice. Okay? And I said, listen, I'm going to go in prayer with you. Okay? I'm going to go in prayer with you. I'm going to make special requests to the Lord for you in your situation, my brother and sister. Can you begin to fast? Really fast and pray? Yes, 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 Brother Ellie. She began to fast. I presented her family in my fast. The Lord spoke to me. You know what the Lord says to me? They are mine, Jesus said to me. As interceding. And my brother and sister, right after she began fasting and prayer, someone comes on the knocking on their door about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, bringing them enough food to fill their fridge and their counter, their everything they had in the house. Enough food, my brother and sister. They don't know how this happened. I didn't send them no food. I didn't send them no money. I went to the Lord. And the Lord supplies right away the food. And she's telling me, she's so excited. Oh, Brother Elvie. Oh, we got, this is a miracle, Brother Elvie. This is a miracle. We got so much food now. Oh, our fridge will empty. Thank you for the prayer. I said, sister. She said, we have to pay, I believe it was $80,000. And they were going to lose the house. I mean, they will have no place to live. I said, sister, keep fasting and praying. I'm still praying, still interceding. Hallelujah. And they, yet the Lord does another miracle. Company contact them to cover the loan of the $80,000. My brother and sister. Oh. She was like, wow. The Lord went boom, boom, boom. Removing those problems. Okay? All glory be to him, none to me and anybody else. My brother and sister. Now, here it goes. If I go to the bank to get a loan to try to help them with the $80,000, I would have been in debt with $80,000. If I had to go get $2,000-$3,000 to send them food, I probably would not get enough of the food that would need it. The Lord supplied the food And the Lord also supplied for the $80,000. Oh, glory be to the Lord. The prayer of the righteous. The prayer of the righteous. I barely much. Why did I went this way? Because this is the way the Lord has taught me to go in my own life. When I have this problem in the past, Jesus taught me the way of the Lord, to go to him, to call upon him. And when you get God involved in your life, this problem that you owe so much money, that you don't have money for all these things, he has provided them in a special way. I have learned from him who is humble and meek of heart, my brothers and sisters. And the way of the Lord is so powerful and so special that I have used it in many family, many people for years. And to the glory of the Lord be, I have not been left to shame. My brother and sister, God has provided. We, and back in our church in Massachusetts, we had a financial problem. My brother and sister, we were overwhelmed with debt in the church at one time. Everyone owed a lot of money. I didn't owe a lot of money, but everyone in the church did, everyone else. Because the Lord had begun to teach me his ways. And my brother and sister, I was so excited that the Lord was teaching me his ways. And I was waiting for the right opportunity to share it with the men of the church because we were meeting. Everybody's broke and deaf or their houses, they have to refinance the home 2 and 3 times. When you have people sitting in Bible study and all they're thinking is how much money they own to the bank and how much more their loan went for $2,000-$3,000 to $4,000-$5,000 loan a month. And that's barely what they're making. And they had to work 2 jobs. We had a brother sitting in our Bible study, had to work 2 jobs every day to just keep up with the loan. That's one of the most difficult situations. And he was such a humble man. He loved the Lord. But he owed too much money. He didn't have time to fast and barely pray. And I knew him as a prayer warrior. But now, because of the money he owed, he could not have the time to pray, my brother and sister. But the Lord, the teacher of the class, the Lord told him, pick up someone from your class that will bring the Bible study from now on. In other words, God was setting him down for him to learn through someone now. That God will speak to him through someone. And some people, when they have nothing to give anymore, they say, I'm sitting down. Someone else needs to take the pulpit now. Someone else needs to lead. And he said, pick my son, Elvie. Put him in front of them. And I will tell him and tell the people what to do. And he contacted me. And say, you're the one that needs to take the class. I'm like, I'm surprised. But the Lord had been speaking to me the past weeks before he chosen me and has given me the way, his way. And my brother and sister, I tell you this, because Jesus visited me after I came out of the class, after I gave up the class. Because I had too much responsibility, I remember, my brother and sister. But I took that responsibility upon, I already had about 3 or 4 churches that I was going to every week to preach. I was preaching on Monday, most of the time on Tuesday, Wednesday, another church on Thursdays. Most of the time on Friday, I had the responsibility for the television on Saturday. On Sunday, I was an elder in the church. And a lot of time I had to preach or work in the church. So my schedule was from Monday to Sunday, completely busy every day, my brother and sister. I would have to come out of work after 8-hour works, come and take a shower, get my clothes ready, and head up to the ministry for the night, my brother and sister. But the Lord was speaking to me, and the Lord was leading me and teaching me his way. And I was carefully listening to the Lord and how he was leading me. And my brother and sister, when he's giving me that other job, you don't say no to the Lord. You say yes. So I say yes, my brother and sister. The first Bible study I brought to them, I said to them, this is what the Lord has given me. I'm going to give you what the Lord gave me. And if we follow this, everyone here will be blessed. Because see, when I came on the pulpit, the presence of the Lord came very strong on the church that night. Very strong. Very, very strong. And when I began to speak, I can see the faces of the brothers and sisters. The brothers, no sister, they're shining. Because it was a man leader of the church. The women had their own service. And praise the Lord. We are all struggling financially. But the Lord is going to get us out his way and supply us with enough. Right where you are, the Lord will provide you the extra money you need for you to come out. You're going to have to ask him. You're going to have to pray. Listen, some of you, you're going to have to fast. You're going to have to take that extra time in prayer. What the Lord has provided you so far, or what you have is not enough. His provision will be more than enough. You have to trust him on this and begin to ask him. My brother and sister, and when the word comes with the Lord confirmation and their spirit, the Lord was confirming the word. My brother and sister, 2 to 3 weeks to 5 weeks, everyone's finance began to change. And people could, I could give the microphone to the brothers to testify on how God began to change the finance, my brother and sister. He began to provide for them one way or another, whether income had increased, the debt would be in pay, my brother and sister, and money was coming one way or another into their life, surprisingly. There was a brother that testified that a long ago sister that he had not seen sent him a check over the mail. And he knew that his sister was not a given person. But he knew this was a miracle of God. She had put thousands of dollar checks on the mail to send it to him. He didn't even know how she got his address, my brother and sister. But the check came in, and the brother was testifying how money came in. People that were just broke a few weeks ago, that it was all their money to pay in the debt they had. Now they have surplus of money by the miracle of the Lord coming in. And I could pass the microphone to them and testify because they were all willing to testify of the miracle of the Lord. And they said, truly, that God gave us an answer to our situation. My brother and sister, I made the mistake to give out the responsibility back to the brother because the Lord came to me, Jesus came to me in my dream and had me follow him. And Jesus took me in the spirit to the Dominican Republic over this river I knew. And Jesus was walking over the water while he was speaking with me. and said, I gave you that responsibility, and you gave it away. It was I who provided, Jesus says to me. It was I who gave you the words, and it was I, the one who was providing for them, Jesus said. And you gave the responsibility back. So I was not finished. But seeing that everyone was being taken care, but there comes when the blessing comes, the teaching of the blessing is what the Lord wanted me to give. That when he gives you anything, you be grateful, you be thankful. You don't just receive and walk away like, I got what I needed, I'm fine, I'll see you whenever. No. God wants your heart to be grateful and thankful. And when you get there with him, your provision keep coming and keep coming and keep coming. And you let him know. And you say, Lord, thou art my provider. You say you will provide me according to the riches and glory. Please, Lord, provide my need. You know I'm responsible. I want to be responsible with my debt, Lord, with my bill, with my mortgage. Provide you, Lord. And then be thankful. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. How many times you hear me say thank you on the Lord's Hour, beginning the program or teaching? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Why do you think I say thank you? Because I'm grateful. I'm glad for Jesus and his provision with my life and my family. He takes care of us. Whatever I have, he gave it to me. Whatever I have, including my own life. I'm not on my own. I have someone owns me, Jesus, my brother. God owns me in everything I have. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. My brother and sister, we need to learn to be grateful. And when you learn to be grateful every day for whatever you have, thank him for your child. Thank him for your son, for your daughter, for everything you have. Thank him every day. Thank him for the food he provides for you to put on the table, for you to eat every day. Thank him for everything you have. Be thankful to him. My brother and sister, let that come out of your spirit. Let that come out of your heart. Say, Lord, I want to be thankful, Lord. I want to thank you every day. I want the word to come out of my mouth, Lord Jesus, every day. I want to recognize you in my life. I want to give you the glory, Lord. Please. He still wanted to give me the word for them. My brother and sister, they still needed the word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Because that the step to learn, a lot of people like it when God blesses them and provides to them. But they forget the provider. They focus on the provision and forget about the provider. Pastor comes to me and says, Brother Ovi, we're having a difficult enough financial situation in my church. What do you recommend I do? And I began to teach him the way that the Lord. I said, Pastor, let me teach you this that the Lord God is teaching me. And I began to share. Pastor began to fast and pray. And the pastor has to come up every month with about $2,500 to pay the church mortgage, aside from paying his own mortgage and all his bills. So, Brother Lovey, when I do this, I end up broke with my family. We cannot go anywhere. We cannot plan. I said, Pastor, now listen. I'm going to share this. And I began to share with him. And I said, begin to fast and pray. I will also fast and pray. I will also pray for your situation. I will present your petition before the Lord. But you need to fast and pray. You need to fast and pray. Oh, brother, they have a problem with fasting. The pastor's telling me he had a problem with fasting. I said, Pastor, this is the way this is going to work. You need to follow this instruction. Okay, brother. Okay. He thought, well, why don't you just pray and it's done? And, you know, it sounds like that Jewish man that said, Lord, just send the word. Don't even come to my house. Just send the word. That's a powerful faith. But a lot of people speak that way, but they don't have the faith. You see the difference? Do you see the difference? Some people claim to speak this way, but they don't have the faith, and that's a problem. When you say things that you don't believe, that's a problem. That is a problem. In Hollywood, that is called an actor. The word actor comes from the Greeks. My brothers and sisters, in Greek, the word actor means hypocrite. Remember that word? Hypocrite. That's what an actor is. It's fake. And sometimes we can be so fake. We say things we don't believe. That's called actor in Hollywood. But before God, that's a hypocrite. Oh, you Pharisee hypocrite. Because you make people do things, but you don't do it. You don't listen, not even with your finger. Oh, they demand that people do this, keep the commandment, all that. But they didn't keep the commandment. You see, hypocrite. But in Hollywood, they call that actor, you know? So we need to stop acting and walking truly, hallelujah, by faith with our action. I said, Pastor, begin to fast and pray. He said, he was saying no to me that he could not do it. And I said, Pastor, this time, he says, well, I can do it to 12 noon. Well, how about from, you know, in the morning, early from 7 to 12 noon? Is that enough? I said, Pastor, you need to do this all day long with no water, no food. Oh, brother, I don't know. I don't know if I can do it. Pastor, this is important. This is important that you do. This is important that you follow this instruction. It's important. I have entrusted people here by the knowledge of the Lord, by his teaching, by his leading. I have entrusted people here. Give them the instruction to fast and pray without water, no food. And some of them, when they have finished the fasting, they've been healed. When they have finished the fasting, the miracle has happened. Even by 1 o'clock. It's different. The way that the Lord is different. It's totally different than what people know. People, what they know is what they apply. But the way that the Lord is, the way that the Lord. Okay, Brother Elvie. He fasted on Monday. Faithfully all day long. My brother and sister. He fasted on Wednesday, fasted on Friday. The 2,500 he needed, one single person that came to his church that he never seen before came and dropped in his offering 3 months' payments in a single donation. Beside all of the other donations, 3 months, oh, he contacted me. Because he never seen it before. God providing him enough for 3 months where no money will have to come out of his pocket and he will not be tied to pay the bill. But here's the thing. God did the miracle. God provided more than enough. But he stopped doing what God wanted him to be doing. Because he said, now I got what I needed. He walked away like those, how many paralyzed that Jesus healed and only two were thankful? Okay? There were only two that turned back to thank the Lord. Jesus was happy. He said that was, I believe he said 9 or 7 that were healed, but only 2 or 3 came back to thank him. He remembered them that was thankful, grateful, that the other one then did not return. This is Bible teaching. This is Jesus teaching his disciples. My brother and sister, this is how a lot of people behave. They get what they want from God. They walked away. And they forget about that the Lord, the one that did that small miracle, can keep doing the same miracle every week for the whole year, for next year, the year to follow. And then you don't have to worry about your finance situation. That's the God they don't know. That if they knew what he did for that week, if he would do it in the following weeks, he will get that or more next week. He will do it in the following week. He will get that or more next week. And God would keep providing because heaven never lacks anything. Heaven never lacks anything. Earth does. Oh, earth has a lot of problem after Adam and Eve sin. There is a lot of lacking of things here. Food, clothing, a lot. A lot of medicine missing so much. My brother and sister, so much is lacking on this earth. But not in heaven. And when you are praying to heaven, when you're asking heaven faithfully, he'll keep doing it. The same thing happens to me when he had me come on the Lord Tower and quit my job. He says, I will pay you better than man. Okay? And he has. He's faithful. He's not a man that he will lie. Or the son of man will repent. But every promise, he brings it to pass faithfully. How do I want to serve a God who is so faithful? I want to serve a God that is faithful. That he bring forward his promise. He has brought his promise to me to pass. There are few out of so many he has answered that I'm still waiting. But the late now, they come. The late now, they come. My brother and sister, patiently I waited upon the Lord, David said. So wait on the Lord. But the Lord is faithful. My brother and sister, he has provided enough for us and still keeps doing it. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And so the family that we have come in agreement that I have shared with them, as they have done, the Lord has provided to them faithfully also. Oh, Brother Elvie, thank him. Be grateful to him. Thank you, Jesus. Be grateful. Thank you, Lord. Isn't that what the Lord teaches Moses, hallelujah, to teach the children of Israel? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. And the Lord commanded us to do all these statutes, to fear the Lord our God. This is Deuteronomy 6:24. For our good always, that he might preserve us alive as it is at this day. My brother and sister, he preserves us alive. He imposes in him. Thank you, Jesus. To fear the Lord our God for our good always. You see why the fear is important? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You are in that grateful reminder, who's your provider? Who's your boss? Who's your equal opportunity employer? Jesus. That he's always there providing to us faithful for our good always. My brothers and sisters, always he's good. That he might preserve us alive as it is at these days. He's able. He is able to preserve us alive, my brother and sister. And this is how he wants us to trust him. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Yeshua. He wants us to trust only in him, to be our provider, to be our helper, to be there for us, that we, when we need to cry to someone, we cry to him for help. My brother and sister, that instead of thinking, I need to go to the hospital, instead of thinking, I need to call someone, you say, Lord, hallelujah, thou art my helper. You are the God that healeth thee. You send your word and you heal them all, Lord. Here I am. Send your word and heal me, Lord. Heal me, Jesus, by your stripe, by your wound. I am healed. Take away this pain. Take away this sickness, Lord. Keep me in good health, Lord. In the same, Lord, be my provider. Provide my need, Lord. Supply, Lord. Let it come from north to south, east to west, up and down. Usually north to south, east and west. Let the blessing come. Let it come, Lord. Let nothing hinder my blessing. Lord, send your billions and trillions of warriors, angel, to keep and protect my blessing. Let my blessing come. Let my provision come. Provide, O Lord. Keep it coming, Lord. Make it possible, Jesus. Hallelujah. Make it possible. I remember I needed a finance through about $600. And I was, Lord, make it happen, Lord. Let it come. And the Lord visited this man and says, go and send my son this money. And he didn't even know me well, but the Lord Jesus visited him. He saw him. He said, go and send it to him. He needs it. Praise the Lord. In obedience, he went and did it. But he shared to me how the Lord insisted on him to go do so. He says, I will bless you to him. Praise the Lord. And he there provided it. And I was saying, Lord, make it happen. Praise the Lord in prayer. And he made it happen because he's faithful. The thing with him, he's faithful. One that says upon the throne is faithful. My brother, he makes it happen. And he wants us to have that faith. That's the master seed faith that you come depending totally on him. Listen, if you come to the Lord in prayer to ask him for something, and in your mind comes that you can get it this other way, rebuke that. Rebuke that. Lord, I need you to provide me this, and you think of who you can borrow the money from. Rebuke that. Oh, maybe my sister, I can borrow the money from her. Oh, maybe my mom can lend it to me. No. No. You're cheating your way out. You're stealing from yourself. Test and see that the Lord is good. Test and see. Hallelujah. Amen. It's important. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The devil sometimes can be very funny. You go on prayer to pray for something that you want the Lord to provide, and the devil throws in your mind, your friends can lend you the money. Huh? Oh, your friend can consign the loan. You need the money. You try to get a loan. You go in prayer, and the devil is throwing on you all the people that can consign the loan with you. Huh? It's funny. It's funny that way. But he's funny evil. See, he's funny evil. Because what he's doing is, since he came to steal, kill, and destroy, he's cheating on you. He don't want you to depend on the Lord, because if you learn to depend on the Lord, he knows what God can do. He knows what God, that God is able. He knows that God is almighty, and he doesn't want you to trust on the Lord. That's when you want you to trust on God, because in the moment you discover this mystery, that when you trust in the Lord and the Lord began to provide and open the door and be there for you, the devil lost you. Because now you're depending on the Lord every day. You're coming to the Lord with any problem now, and the Lord is providing. And then who you're praising? You're praising the Lord. You're thanking the Lord. The devil says, oh, I lost her now. I lost him now. And that's what he wants. He doesn't want to say that. So when you go into prayer, haven't you noticed that everything is fine in your house? And you tell your husband or you tell your wife, well, I'm going to go into prayer now. Something happens, right? Something comes up, a problem, or one of the child misbehaving, or something comes up. Okay, sometimes it's an emergency call. Someone calling you an emergency when you need to go to prayer. These tricks, you got to learn these tricks of the enemy. These are his tricks. Okay? An old friend who's always swearing and saying all kinds of words, now is calling you because he has to talk to you, because supposedly he haven't talked with you for years, and now he's swearing on the phone, a storm, right at the moment that you say, I'm going to go pray or read the Bible. That's the work of the devil. That's how the devil works. He trying to keep you from committing, because in commitment, you will see the mighty hand of the Lord. You will see it in commitment, and it will keep happening, and the Lord will keep opening the door. You know how many jobs I have? No problem. If one of the company decided to go out of business and laid me off, I had no problem, because I'm serving my God, and I can go and pray, Lord, open me another door, and a better job was available for me. Thank you, Lord. And I didn't have to meet the requirement of the job. I didn't have to have those degrees, those bachelor degrees that they were asking me for. I would put on my resume what I can do, what I was willing to do, my commitment to my job, that I was responsible and all that. I would put all the details in my resume. Okay? I didn't have no bachelor degree, no PhD, nothing to put on the job to get that great paying job. You know what I have? Jesus, God, my brother and sister. Okay? And I will pray, I will fast, and I will send my resume. And a few days afterwards, I will be getting phone call or email, okay, that we're considering you for this position, Mr. Zapata. Will you come for an interview? Oh, yes, yes. Yes, where is this? Okay? And again, if the job did not fit my requirement, that I don't work on Saturday, I don't work on Sunday because I give those days to the Lord, okay? I spend the time with my family on Saturday, and I like to keep that day for God and the Lord. My brother and sister, those are my requirements. The company can have their requirement. I have mine because I serve the Lord God Most High. And any company who's going to hire me has to hire me according to my requirement that my God requires from me. Huh? Thank you, Jesus. My brothers and sisters, amen. And that's when you see the mighty hand of the Lord, okay? Because they will give me Saturday and Sunday with no problem, no required overtimes, only if I choose to, and no problem. The company will give me an opportunity, and I will take the job, and I will do that and more, my brothers and sisters. And I remember I went from one place that I was working as a technician. My brother and sister in a company, they opened another job as a lab technician now, something very different that I was doing. But I said I was able to do it, and the company, I said, just give me an opportunity, and I was sure I can do it, and I did, and the company hired. I went from, I don't know, what's it, $12, $13 an hour to about $16 or $17 right away. Boom, right away. I believe the greater God provided it. And races after that right away, my brother and sister. And the job was so easy, I used to laugh. This is funny. This job is so easy to do, my brother and sister. It's like they were giving me the money. but it's the way that the Lord was opening the door. My brother and sister, thank you, Lord. He provided. The door got open. He provided. My brother and sister. And so he had me there temporarily. I think I worked in a company for 3 years. Then I move on to better job and better pay. Thank you, Lord. That's what happened after that. Thank you, Lord. But he was faithful. He is faithful. He always will be faithful. That never changes. We change it, but he never changes. You see the thing here? I fail. I can fail him. I can make mistakes. I can make wrong decisions. But he never fails. He never makes mistakes. He never makes wrong decisions. You see? He never does. My brother and sister, he's always good. His mercy endureth forever. He's always faithful. He's all-powerful. He's almighty. And he's always there for us. What better God do you want? Or you're looking for another God that you can carry, made of wood and stone? No, my God is not made of wood and stone that you can carry. You may not be able to see my God, but you may be able to see his result when you believe him, my brother and sister. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. And the Lord teaching me one-on-one, when he sent me to the four churches, that's what I began to share. There were four different chapels, and we first began with two. Another door opened, we went into that third chapel. Another door opened, we went into the fourth chapel. That was enough for me. Of course, other people wanted to give me more. Brother Elby, with what we see God doing in those services, God is healing. God is doing miracles. People are always saved there. Every week, new people are being saved and coming to the service, Brother Elby. We're seeing service where hardly anyone can fit in the church anymore, brother. How do you do it? What's going on? And all I was doing is I was going to the Lord fasting and prayer. The Lord was telling me what to share with them. I share with them, and the Lord was taking care of the service. He was doing the miracle. My brother and sister. And so people love what was happening. They came in there sick. They left healed. They were loving that. Praise you, Lord. Oh, deliver. They came there with demons. They came out with no demon. Enjoying, happy, and testifying and leading other people to Christ. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And it was all a celebration. Sometimes we have service where we were all just there raising our hand and worshiping the Lord and falling on the floor under his presence. Because we will begin the service and the presence of Jesus was so strong in those worship. That was the service. People got ministered. And sometimes if it will give me a word for someone, I will go lay hand, give them the word. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And people will be set free. The people that never heard about these things, we will share with them. The power of God will be amazing to them. Some of them will be in touch on their cell after we left. The Lord kept ministering to them, touching them, setting them free. As his word says, he came to set the captive free. We were not there, but the Lord could be there with them. And they pray and fasted in prison, which a lot of people say is impossible, but it was happening. We have brothers and sisters fasting a week and 2 weeks with the Lord. No food, no water. And God was raising mighty ministers there for his glory. Ministers that today have churches and hundreds of people that they're leading to the Lord, my brother and sister. Thank you, Jesus. And so it was for the Lord, with the Lord leading, because that's the way it is. The way of the Lord. Many people are Christian, but they don't know the way of the Lord. They know a gospel that some man has given them a way. But the way of knowing the Lord, where the Lord leads you and tells you how to do things, where to go, where you ask the Lord before you even apply for a job, Lord, open me this door. Lord, give me this job that will be pleasing unto you, Lord. And then, so if you don't get the job, you don't get mad because the Lord didn't want you to have that job. You see the difference now? Oh, I was, that's the job I really wanted. But the Lord says, no. No. He was not going to open you that door because he didn't want that job for you. He didn't want you working for those people. You see? It's a different when it's the Lord opening the door and providing, because if the door is not open, if he doesn't provide you that job, that means he doesn't want you to have that job. And when you're serving the Lord, you say, Lord, thank you. Okay, you don't want me to have that job. You don't want to open the door for me, Lord. That is fine. Thank you, Lord, because you are protecting me from something evil or something not pleasing to you that you don't want me to do. My brother and sister, okay? Some people have fallen in unfaithfulness on their job, to their marriage, doing things they're not supposed to because they didn't ask the Lord for that job. They didn't ask the Lord to lead them to that job, that company. And they go and apply, my brother and sister, and they're applying for something the Lord don't want them to have. If they would have been on their knees, fast and pray days, weeks before, and said, Lord, open me the door that you want me to have. If you don't want me to have this job, close it, Lord. Please. If you don't want me to work for any of these companies, please close the door. I beg of you, don't let me get that job. I don't want it. I want the one you have for me. Please, Lord. Can you pray this way? A lot of you can now. Please learn his ways. Learn his ways. Pray for what he wants for you, not what you want for yourself. My brother and sister, pray for him to give you what he wants you to have. The job that the Lord wants you to have, let me tell you, it will please him. You will be a tool to lead other people to Christ. People will see the Lord in you. You will be joy there. And if one day you call in sick, oh, we understand. No, okay, we understand you're sick. Okay, can you come in tomorrow? Well, I'll let you know. Okay, thank you. If you get the job that you want and you call in sick, listen, you're supposed to be here working. Why are you making an excuse not to come to work? And they'll be rude. They'll insult you. They'll mistreat you. They'll cut down your hours, and then you got bills to pay. You don't even get to pay them fully. Or if you pay and you have no money left, and the job the Lord wants you to have, you will have abundance. They'll raise your pay quickly. And the job you want, you may get a quarter raise. And the job he wants will give you a $3 and $4 raise. So which one you want now? You see the difference? Learn the way of the Lord. Learn the way of the Lord. His way works for us. Oh, 100%. You get 100%. Whatever you get for the kingdom, 100% in this time and in the world to come, the millennium. Hallelujah. Amen. There you go. My sister say, my job, that was my bonus this year. Only the Lord. Can anyone testify and say the same thing about your job? You don't see a lot of him raised. You won't see a lot of people saying, me. They double my pay. No. It's that when the Lord provides, they'll double your pay. The Lord will make sure. Here's the difference. The Lord will make sure. Your way, almost nothing happens. Sometimes they don't happen or you get 10 cents raised. Your way. The way of the Lord, they double your pay. They give you more vacation, more and more. They raise your position. He makes these things happen for you. He makes it happen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. He just makes it happen. Hallelujah. I have people say, how do you got that great job? Hallelujah. It's, there you go. Thank you, sister. And she's doing less now. When the Lord provides you the door, the job he wants you to have, you will always meet the requirement. and you will always be enough and more. And, amen, Brother Miguel. And he will provide, he will supply. Always be there. My brother and sister, thank you, Lord. It's just the way of the Lord, the way of the Lord. And a lot of people have not learned the way of the Lord. Amen. Blessings will be done.